Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. You have come to God, the Judge of all. Throughout his life, it was easy for Francis Newport to put off the existence of God and the reality of God's judgment. After all, he enjoyed wealth, he enjoyed creature comforts, he enjoyed success, he enjoyed political power and influence. He enjoyed prominence in his community. God? Some final judgment? Such things just seemed too fantastic, too far beyond his grasp or concern. The day finally arrived, however, when it was clear that Newport's life was coming to an end. As it did, God as judge no longer seemed fantastic. It is said that, in his closing hours, this avowed atheist spoke the following words in fear: "You need not tell me there is no God, for I know there is one, and that I am in his presence." In my 21st century lifestyle, I can surround myself with conveniences. I can make my life comfortable. I can fill my time with hobbies and YouTube and weekend plans and scrolling on my phone. As I do, it is very easy for my old sinful nature to concoct an artificial world, a world that does not include the reality of God, the reality of God as the judge of all. Such an artificial world, however, is fragile and temporary. For when my years of pretending are done, when my years of denial, dismissiveness, unseriousness are all gone, there I will stand, and there God will be. God, the judge of all. My judge, too. And that is why the Lord, in his word, calls out to me, to you, to all of us. When he calls, there is urgency in his voice. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Listen, listen to me. Hear me, so that your soul may live. Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. It's the reason God sent his Son. It's the reason Jesus lived a perfect life as our substitute. It's the reason Jesus suffered and died for our sins in our place. It's the reason he lives. Also that through faith in him, our day of judgment will be our first day of eternal life. Lord, my last day is coming. Move me to find refuge in you alone. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.